On SEN, questions without notice. For Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.
Your show, it always is your show, and we love it. We love your interaction. We love all your messages and your phone calls. This is a nice one from Gus. He's in Perth. He's over here from Perth. He's come for a weekend of footy. He said, love listening to David Mundy. And in another matter, he wants to know, why can't the AFL have a magic round, have it in Melbourne? This is his suggestion. Mix it up between the MCG and Marvel. It'd be awesome. Footy fans from around the country would all come to Melbourne, get to see whatever games they want.
Yeah, I know. But then that would look like we're borrowing an idea from rugby league.
Hey, if it's a good idea, who cares?
I'm with you on that.
And then you could do it in Perth another week. Have they got two grounds? They only got one. Or maybe up in the Gold Coast, between the Gold Coast Metricon and also the Gabba at Adelaide.
It's worth thinking about, Gary. It is actually
well done,
worth
Gus. I liked it.
Yeah, no, it's worth thinking about.
Tim,
Gary,
Tim Gary. Gave it scant regard.
No, not at all. Not at all. Hey, Gary, this week you've been talking about the Blues a lot. Who do they play this week? I don't know who that person is. You've sent a lot of text messages in, but I've been suspecting that too all week about Gary. He did a thing about Liam Jones on the couch on Monday night, exposed him. Every now and then he just jabs Carlton this week, and then I looked up the fixture. Oh, who are they playing? Yes, Melbourne. Melbourne.
I want that.
It's been a concerted effort on your behalf this week.
That I've been looking at that man's text. He's sent about 12 different variations of that, a man or a woman. So can you ring us? We'll have a discussion. I think he's thinking he thinks I'm trying to undermine the Blues because they play the Demons this week. Give me a call. I love that. I love those conspiracies. John's in Doreen. He's rung through. G'day, Johnny.
Good morning, lads. I've got to say this morning, put in context, I'm a Collingwood fan. Last night, sitting down with my son, saw Checkers had won the Mark of the Week nomination and thought, that's cheeky. Good on you, Collingwood fans. Whatever.
Yep.
Didn't have another thought about it. Shai Bolton's mark was brilliant. Right. Checkers' mark was really good too, mind you.
It was.
Then this morning, get in the car and hear on the radio, and to think that there's any air at all given to the idea that there's a mass conspiracy about racism, I've got to say, boys, that's really disappointing. I thought earlier you had a chance to sort of say, no, get away from that. It's nothing to do with race. It's about tribal. It's the massive amount of Collingwood fans that vote. It's a public vote. Don't know why it is. But, boys, why put air into that? I mean, that's just crazy.
I think I did say crazy. That. I think I did say that, John. I think we can't believe that is how someone would think, and we thought that it was along club loyalties. Rather a Collingwood person win it than a Richmond person. But we don't want to give it any more air, John, because it is. It's just ridiculous. But anyway, appreciate your call. We've asked for them, so thanks so much.
That's right. But in your mind, Garrett, has nothing to do with racism. In my mind, it has nothing to do with racism, full stop. Roxy's in Hyatt. Good morning, Roxy.
Good morning. You were talking about Marvels earlier this morning, which reminded me about a story about my dad who passed a few years ago from South Africa, and I phoned the parents in South Africa. They weren't home, and the domestic worker answered the phone and just chatted to her about her family. And then she said, I'm really concerned about your dad. He's losing his marbles. And I was like, what do you mean? I'm sure if he was, my mother would have said something. You know, give me an example of what's going on. And she says, he's filled a large vase full of marbles. Every morning he wakes up, takes one, and goes and throws it across the road. And I was like, what? This is bizarre. What's going on? She says, I don't know why. Every morning he does it. And I eventually got on to my dad and said, what's going on? Why are you throwing one marble every day across the road? And he had some health issues, you know, and almost died, you know, recovered, Guillain-Barré, you know, and a few other things. And he said it just reminded him to live each day to the fullest. And he wasn't necessarily counting down the days, but it was just take each day, appreciate each day. And this was his way of doing it.
Magnificent.
That is a lovely story.
That is a great story, Roxy. Thanks for sharing that with us. Whatever works to make you appreciate the life that we are all privileged to have, Whispers. That doesn't last forever, as we found out this week.
That's right. That's right. I had that conversation with my old mate yesterday, Alec Eppis, actually, about living every day to the full. That's what we need to do. We need to remind ourselves of that from time to time, how good life is what we need to do and how we need to achieve it and what we should be trying to achieve each and every day.
And what's important, to you, and there's great things to be passionate about, but not, you know, to be outraged when you put everything into perspective. It has been that kind of week.
Can I just throw this question out to you too? Mm-hmm. I've just been reading about this. I'm going to listen to a podcast on my way down to Glenmaggie later today. Yes. It's all about fly fishing, okay? And it doesn't sound very interesting, but I've read about it and apparently it's a great discussion,
done
okay?
A bit of that myself.
All the different ways that you can go fly fishing and what you can do and all that type of thing. It's about a young bloke that was taught by a couple of old guys that used to go fishing all the mm-hmm. time. But the question was asked, why is it that men love getting ready to do something as much as actually doing it?
Well, when you've floated that past me, that is so true.
It is so true.
So true. I immediately thought about? Golf.
Mm.
The amount of preening that blokes I play golf with, and I must admit I've fallen into that trap, about the gloves, the shoes, the balls that they use. Yep. It is. The preparation is almost... there's more put into that. You're dead right. And that might be the right. If you're a fly fisherman, we could explore that next week.
Oh, I'll be exploring it, Gary, because I'll be a fly fisherman expert by the time I finish listening to this podcast. Have you ever been fly fishing, by the way?
No.
I've got a mate that
I'd like to say goes... yes. I'd like the idea of it. I'd like to say yes, I have, but I haven't.
You have never found that little river somewhere?
No. Tommy Gleisner did a great... him and Rob Sitch did a great series.
That was a
series.
Beautiful series, that.
Was it?
Yeah, no, beautiful series. I've got a mate that does a lot of fishing, and he does fly fishing, and he just says to me that it's one of the great pastimes.
You know what I might do this weekend? I might go and buy a pair of waders.
Gucci. Emma's.
Come back. We're going to wrap up the show. It's been a big week.
If you do buy the waders, can you do us all a favour?
I'd love to.
Can you wear them on the couch on Monday night?
Possibly.
That was Questions Without Notice for Charlie Battisti & Co. Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.